I've had the opportunity to share my testimony several times throughout the years. I've never shared it with people that I know. It's hard to be vulnerable with friends. I hope I can get through this without crying too much. Today's verse, "Go taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." But what if it's bitter and you want to spit it out? Or it's really hard for you to trust in the Lord? I grew up in a wonderful home, wonderful family, raised in the church. If you know Claude Ewing, he's the best. He raised me. But some of my earliest childhood memories are being fearful and struggling with anxiety. And I think anxiety has become one of those buzzwords that we throw around really lightly these days. But I tell people that I'm 40 years old, and in the course of my 40 years, if the Lord was not merciful in giving me a really good family, I would have been committed to a hospital on more than one occasion. I've gone through several stints where I was 24-hour care for 4 to 6 weeks at a time. Like I said, I was raised in the church. I know all the right things. I know the Lord is good. I know that everything that happens to me is for a reason. It's for a purpose. Everything he gives me comes through loving hands. And it's easy to trust the Lord, and it's easy to say that he's good and he loves me when everything is going good. I graduated from college. I met Lewis 20 years ago. Yesterday, we got married 8 months later. Had Lily. And then was pregnant with David when I was 30 years old. Completely normal, healthy pregnancy. And shortly after he was born, we realized that something wasn't quite right. He was turning blue when he cried. Shortly after he was born, maybe like 12 hours after he was born, we found out that he had a heart condition that would require open heart surgery. The doctors knew that he had Down syndrome, but they realized that we didn't know. So they didn't want to give us that diagnosis until it had been confirmed. We were transferred to Le Bonheur Children's Hospital, and we were there for a total of 7 weeks. He underwent a major bowel surgery when he was 9 days old. He had open heart surgery when he was 3 months old. We travel for his medical issues. Having a child with medical issues has always been one of my biggest fears. Another really big fear that I've had is losing a baby. After David, I had a stillborn baby boy. It's the hardest experience I've ever gone through. was very angry with the Lord, bitter. Why me? Angry when somebody would become pregnant, angry when somebody would have a healthy baby, angry at the large Primitive Baptist families with typical children, and I wrestled with the Lord for probably about a 6-month period. I wanted peace. I knew in my head, I knew all the right things. I wanted that heart knowledge. And I felt like I could really relate to Jacob when he wrestled with the Lord. I mean, I felt like the Lord would not turn me loose. During that period of time, I began to see a biblical counselor. I met her at a conference and begged her to do online counseling with me. It was a very intense 6 months where she challenged me with the truth of God's word, the gospel. The reality of the gospel, Jesus. And the beauty of the cross. And it's the cross that allows me to say the Lord is good. That I can say that in all my trials and heartache, through the tears and battles with anxiety and burying a baby and time in the hospital and raising a child with special needs and medical issues, more than likely a child who will always be dependent and live with me and Lewis, I can say that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. That's it.